This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world via the satellite. And our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, too. And our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers for their service to America. Thank you for what you do. To all those people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and the bulk mail center employees sorting the mail, getting it ready to go to your local post office, and the bulk mail haulers that are out there, the truck drivers hauling the mail from point to point all around the country tonight. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the goodies that we have to give away over there. Now, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, President Trump, obviously, the investigation, the Mueller investigation, the Attorney General, Mr. Barr, says that he's going to form a team to review the FBI's actions in the Trump probe. Does that have anything to do with the criminal referrals that were sent over by Devin Nunes?
It's possible that's the case, but you know, the criminal referrals are really the witnesses that it appears that lied before Congress.
Okay.
The team that Mueller is compiling or mobilizing really has to do with how the FBI handled and launched and did this whole FISA, operation. So I think that's it's almost like the same thing that Lindsey Graham is doing, but you know, the Department of Justice is necessarily going to do their own. So
right.
I listened to the entire hearing yesterday. It was really quite interesting. His report should be out in a week's time. But then we also have his other reports that it will be coming out in May or June. We got the Inspector General's report that is due here pretty quickly as well. That's David Horowitz. So
right.
Lots to necessarily come our way in you know, near the few weeks.
Now, the redacted report is supposed to be out here, what, within a week?
Yes.
Okay, so then we'll see what happens there. Now, we've had some people talking about apparently Steve Mnuchin was going at it yesterday with Maxine Waters. I did not see it. Apparently Mnuchin said that he's going to follow the law on the Trump tax returns, but Maxine Waters was just laying down the gamut against him.
Yeah, she said, you know, would you risk being fired if you release his tax returns?
She's dumber than a box of rocks. She can't be.
Well, there was also some other kind of exchange, and I didn't get to see it all because I was on the other hearing. But it was something about how she was kind of conducting the meeting, and Mnuchin said, "This is a, you know, this is the time that you should be, you know, behaving a certain way to witnesses and using your gavel. And then she turned around and she said, you don't tell me how to run this meeting.
Well, again, she is the joke of the Democratic Party. Everybody knows
one of them.
They tolerate her because she is what she is. So we've got several of them out there doing what they're doing. It's not just the AOC, they're the darling of the party. There's all kinds of people. And Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and Maxine Waters are not doing them any favors at all. I can honestly say people have had it on both sides of the fence. They've had it with these people.
Okay.
So we'll see how that plays out next year. Now, the other thing is, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but there's still a bunch of grumblings out there. People saying there's going to be more firings of senior immigration officials coming in the not too distant future.
Who else are they going to fire?
I don't know. Who else are they going to fire? I don't know.
I don't think there's really anybody left.
And I don't know why they're saying Kirstjen Nielsen got fired. She resigned. Her letter of resignation has been out there for, what, 2 or 3 months anyway?
Yeah, I mean, the one person, I mean, she was ready to be necessarily fired, however, back when John Kelly was still chief of staff.
Uh-huh.
He worked to keep her on the job. Trump became pretty intolerant that things are not going the direction they need to go at the southern border, and he was kind of blaming her. And so apparently she had her resignation written out for some time. So, but she's gone, and then her deputy secretary is resigned late yesterday too.
And there appears to be some slow walking amongst the immigration stuff and the border enforcement somewhere along the line. And I keep hearing Obama's officials that were appointed. I don't even know who they're talking about.
No, I don't see any of that.
Okay, but we keep hearing that there is some slow walking going on amongst the department, which is one reason why they're having some of the problems they are. But basically, I thought it was a manpower thing. And very quickly, DOD awarded $1 billion for border wall construction, another 22 miles coming.
Correct. That was the monies that has been in the hopper for a while. So,
okay, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, the president's approval rating went up to 53% yesterday. Rasmussen reports the more they talk, the higher his numbers go. Keep on talking, Democrats. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. You can find out more about them by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, clicking on that great big USCCA logo that's right there, and you'll have an opportunity to win the free gun a day giveaway. There'll be a window that'll drop down for you, and you can fill out an entry form or want to announce somebody on the show winning that gun, that gun a day giveaway. So you can't do it unless you don't get involved in it. So go over there, sign up for that. And then if you were to consider being a member of the United States Concealed Carry Association, guess what? You'll get $474 worth of free stuff given to you just for being a member, all stuff that you can use and information, training tapes, you name it, all that sort of stuff. Plus, you get an opportunity with the Concealed Carry magazine to save even more things, because every month it's not just about guns. It's about hunting. It's about fishing. It's about camping, all sorts of outdoor activity, and a number of different savings that you can get through there as well. That's the USCCA logo link on the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Well, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is here with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
There's still flack coming from the Secret Service, whatever you want to call it, debacle, along with the civilians, at Mar-a-Lago. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, I mean, the investigation here at this point is whether this woman is truly a spy or not. And it appears that she is. An expendable one, I might add, that China had dispatched. So, you know, the conditions at Mar-a-Lago are kind of interesting. First of all, it part of the facility is a public place. You know, you've got members of Mar-a-Lago that can go there, and through their membership, they can use some of the facilities, including the pool, which was the ruse that she used to gain entry. Now, in order to do that, there are names of all the members. And her last name was the same last name as somebody else that is on that list. They asked if she was related. She really didn't respond that she was or wasn't. And then she used two or three different reasons for why she was at Mar-a-Lago to start with. So she got through one layer, but the one layer had nothing to do with Secret Service. It wasn't until she went to the second layer, I believe, or second or third, on the public side of the facility, that Secret Service stopped her. So I don't see where Secret Service is really at fault for any of this. Personally, I've read the 10-page criminal complaint on it. But, you know, based on, you know, how all things transpired, they could be, but I don't see it.
Now, we have another situation brewing where the House of Representatives is sitting on some $51 billion worth of disaster relief. This is for people that were hit by the hurricanes, not only here in Florida, but also up the East Coast in North Carolina and Virginia, and also the heavy flooding that they had recently in the upper Midwest. And some $51 billion is being tied up. The Democrats are apparently stalling the disaster relief by throwing a whole bunch of things into a pot to make it a lot more burdensome, if you will, which is what they're doing. They're adding things to what they call the tab of the legislation to give them the $51 billion.
I saw a report on that issue last week. I'm not convinced I know all the nuances to it, so I really can't speak to if it's a blame on the Democrats, but apparently they did want to add another $13 billion into that for what we don't necessarily know just yet, but yeah, it is clearly stalled in the House, but we don't know all the particulars here at this point. Apparently, it was supposed to be some supplemental funding that they've thrown into it.
The word Planned Parenthood came up, but I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I haven't either, so I really can't speak to who gets the full blame on that one.
Now, we also are going to have a brand new Army United States Army. He will be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, the Joint Chiefs of Staff commander. He is a good one.
Yes, I agree.
Yep, and we'll see how that all works out. And, of course, we'll be watching that very closely because, of course, the Army will be in charge again or yet or still, whatever terms you want to use. By the way, Michael Cohen, he's still out walking around. I guess he was out because he was being used by the government to do a little testifying here and there and try to get a little bit more out about him or whatnot. And I think he's kind of outlived his usefulness now. Is that about fair?
Well, what he has said is that he has gone through some computers and some databases and stuff that he had. He came across hundreds or thousands of other documents that he has moved over to a thumb drive that he has offered to the Democrats to, you know, see if it would be useful to them, hoping that they would help him stay out of prison. And his offer was rejected, so they're finished with him. So he's on his way here in the next couple of weeks.
Now, speaking of crimes, and of course he was convicted and is going to jail. The federal crimes that people get charged with, nearly one third of all federal crimes are drug related, and they remain the top federal crimes being prosecuted, and directly behind them, number two, is immigration.
You know, I sat through that entire hearing yesterday with Bill Barr before the subcommittee in the House, and the reason that he was really brought there was to talk about the 2020 budget request for to fund the Department of Justice. There were a handful of questions that were related to that. The rest of them, of course, were all on the Mueller report. So I decided to kind of trot on over and look at what's inside the $29.9 billion that the Department of Justice is asking for. I was really quite flabbergasted at what I saw. There's $340 million in there just to fight opioids. Now, which is four times the price of the money, the cost of the money that they are requesting to fight cyber at the Department of Justice. So, for the sake of your listeners, I would ask that they trot on over to the 2020 budget request for the Department of Justice and really take a long look at that. We got, you know, in my opinion, we got things way, way, way out of whack. The largest part of that money, by the way, is for the prison system, the Bureau of Prisons. And, but the good news is we're not building anymore. But I don't know. It's really kind of nuts how the whole thing operates.
By the way, it's entirely possible right now that the president's approval ratings go up the more they talk about it. People are now getting ready to pay their taxes. The procrastinators will come in the mix here in the next few days. And the mood afoot is that most people don't believe that they're going to pay lower taxes because of the Trump tax cuts. But the fact of the matter is, the numbers say that 8 out of 10 actually are paying less in taxes.
Well, they're getting less taken out in their paychecks. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they really have already gotten a lot of their money back, if you will.
Yep.
So, you know, they expect to pay less in taxes through each of their paychecks, and then they want the same size refund. That's just not going to happen.
Yep. And finally, 103-year-old, the last WW2 Doolittle Raider, Lieutenant Colonel Richard Dick Cole, passed away yesterday, 103 years old, at a VA hospital. That is an end of an era right there.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
And he sat right beside General Doolittle, went on to be General Jimmy Doolittle, was his co-pilot on that raid. So there you go. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
All right, thank
you. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the different things that she has to offer, and sign up for her newsletter. And you'll find out what she knows when she knows it. I'll be right back. Military and Veterans News segment coming right up.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr has told House lawmakers he will make public within a week redacted findings from the Russia probe. He insisted redactions are necessary to protect the integrity of ongoing investigations, grand jury, and sensitive intelligence materials, and also individual privacy. The Attorney General told Democrats they will only get explanations for any blacked out sections.
We will color code the excisions from the report, and we will provide explanatory notes.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler is now promising a fight if his committee doesn't get the full report. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 190 points, the NASDAQ was down 44 points, and the S&P 500 down 18. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And it is time for our military and veterans news report. Second one of the morning. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can definitely jumpstart your career and get you going in the right direction. By the way, two locations to serve you. They'll tell you all about it right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I will be over at the National Aviation Academy this afternoon. I'll be talking to Charlie and Pam and Holly and Bo, and look forward to chatting with them and seeing some of the students that they've got over there as well and shaking a few hands. It's always nice because I'm very impressed with what they do at the National Aviation Academy. Now, I will tell you that if you're just getting out of the military, if you're getting out of a trade school, if you're getting out of high school, if you've got plans to do big things and you don't really know how you're going to do them, you want to get a start, a jump start in your career, try being an aviation maintenance tech, because you can get certified in 14 months to be an aviation maintenance tech. You can take the training, you can be on the A team, and you can start out right off the bat, the first paycheck. First year, making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year right here in the United States as a certified aviation maintenance tech working for a commercial airline, or maybe working for FedEx or UPS, or maybe even as a government contractor where you'll actually get paid more money, because if you go overseas, it's not uncommon to wind up with a six-figure salary. Now, 95% of the people that graduate from the National Aviation Academy already have a job in their hand that they're waiting to go to. All they're waiting on is that diploma that they get from National Aviation Academy with a certification that they get the day that they actually complete the course. Because there's a certain amount of hours you have to take, and there's no shortcutting the hours. It has to be a certain amount of hours to get the certification, and then you are on your way. So, check out the National Aviation Academy. They've got a location in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. They've got another one right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Schedule the tour. Schedule the tour. Check them out at naa.edu, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you, because that will open the door wide open, and schedule yourself for a tour. Get on the tour. Find out what they're all about. 800-659-2080, the National Aviation Academy. Well, a wildfire along South Korea's eastern coast has prompted a national emergency and a call to U.S. soldiers stationed there to join in the effort to try to help. And Army helicopter crews are now fighting that wildfire in South Korea, just as they would be here in this country. And I'm sure South Korea appreciates that. But once again, our military going above and beyond. Now, many military war programs aim to be interchangeable platforms. That means that an array of other devices or software programs or capabilities would flow through the system, tailored through preferences by individual troops. So right now, military soldiers from the Army and Marines are trying out a new device that puts mixed reality, multiple functions, into the warfighter's hands, with the Army helping the Marines doing one thing, the Marines helping the Army doing another, and vice versa. And we'll let you know how that works out. Shouldn't be a problem from where I'm sitting. By the way, a new study from the Army Research Lab may help the artificial intelligence-infused weapons and tools better understand their human operators. We'll see whether or not that works. And the military named the gunman killed in the Naval Air Station Oceana shooting. Remember that? Friday, Naval Air Station Oceana. The gunman that was shot to death by base security was Aviation Ordnanceman Airman Apprentice Christopher J. Ruffier. Wow. Well, shame on that. But at least he wasn't able to get in and do what he had planned on doing. Now, a lot of people might have problems with this, but Captain Walter M. Sherrod Jr., known as Wally Sherrod, one of our astronauts, best known to the public as the fun-loving prankster on The Right Stuff, that movie. Back when he died on May the 3rd of 2007, many began to realize that he was the only astronaut to fly in each of America's three manned space programs, the Mercury, the Apollo, and then the shuttle. He flew in three, the only one to do that. So there you go. By the way, the Bush Foundation wants the retiring Air Force One for their museum. The George and Barbara Bush Foundation have asked that an Air Force One plane set up for retirement in 2025 be permanently exhibited at the late President's Museum at Texas A&M. That would be George H.W. Bush, George and Barbara Bush, their foundation. So look forward to seeing that when you go there. The Air Force is narrowing down the best location now to house the Defense Department's newest Unified Combatant Command, known as Space Command. And many of the bases in top contention are in Colorado, according to a new CNN report. But for the life of me, I would like to see some, if not all of it, down here in Florida, over where it used to be, at Cape Kennedy, Cape Canaveral. All the facilities are still there. It would be a tremendous feather in the cap of Governor Ron DeSantis if he was able to land that and get it put back over here again where it should be. By the way, the Air Force's base infrastructure is the most at risk of all services from climate change, with Hill Air Force Base in Utah facing the most danger, according to a recent breakdown from the Pentagon. We'll see what's done about that. And the Marines, well, the Marines with their umbrellas and silver earrings and new ponytail options, they just keep chucking along. The Corps is pondering these uniform changes. A Marine Corps uniform board is set to meet later this spring to consider at least 8 changes. And the Marines will be asked to weigh in as well when it comes to wearing those earrings and having their hair in a ponytail instead of up the way the women have to do it. By the way, St. Louis Alderman Brandon Bosley is suggesting bringing in the Missouri National Guard to get the conversation started about decreasing crime in his district. He says they need the National Guard there to bring crime under control in St. Louis. Wow. Wow and wow. What else can you say? And a Coast Guard has been real busy lately. They rescued 3 fishermen from a raft after their boat sank. U.S. Coast Guard rescued 3 fishermen from a life raft in the Gulf of Mexico. They also brought in $7.1 billion worth of drugs into the Miami port. And also, they're getting another Coast Guard Cutter icebreaker, which is very much needed by the Coast Guard. So things are picking up. And we had a bunch of Coast Guardies, Coasties, as we call them, over at Mission Barbecue yesterday that we had lunch with. So we were happy to see them from the air station in Clearwater. And by the way, a big shout out to all of you at the air station in Clearwater, right here in my backyard, United States Coast Guard. Appreciate the job you're doing. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. raising our voices alone or together, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field, seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above, redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Yeah, you are. And now, when you shop the huge selection of Eddie Moss Family Automotive Dealership, and there's four of them, you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. Now, that goes for every new Chevy or Nissan and any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss Family inventory. You can go to a special website, check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score, and that website is mossfamilychevrolet.com/free credit check. That's Moss Family Automotive, where they feature the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay. And they're the home of you serve, you save. People come here from all across America to save money. You serve, you save. That's the program that saves veterans and active duty military, plus first responders, too, a ton of money. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and no payments for 6 months with approved credit. So check out what you qualify for at MossFamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check and tell them the captain sent you. All right, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, and pretty soon the FBI is going to hear that AG Barr sent them.
Well, they mentioned that they're going to be looking into this whole investigation and
they are.
How it came about. I'm curious to see if what they come up with. I don't, you know, like I said, I don't know if it's just lip service. Hopefully they do follow through because it is curious. But yesterday's hearing, it was, believe it or not, people didn't realize it was a budgetary hearing.
Right.
You know that?
Right.
It was based upon the Department of Justice budget and obviously turned into a free for all. And I think a lot of Congress people made themselves look really stupid yesterday with the various different questions that they had and the way that they handled it. And, you know, Barr was, quite frankly, was excellent. So.
Well, Maxine Waters was over there with Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, and she got mad at him because he talked about the fact that the way they were being treated right now was not a way that any other administration had been treated. And Maxine Waters slapped down the gavel and she says, I'll ask you any question I want to ask you.
Well, that was a different hearing. In that hearing, Steve Mnuchin had to leave for a meeting at 5:30 with a foreign dignitary.
It was the president of Egypt.
Or somebody, yeah. There was something going on.
Al-Sisi.
Wet Waters was threatening to, you know, hold him there. And then he had to talk to his lawyer, said, I don't have to be here if I don't want to. I can leave. And guess what? I don't have to come back. And, you know, back forth nonsense, you know, stupidities. People like the, you know, Maxine Waters looking to try to get her picture in the paper and you know, basically vow herself to her liberal buddies. It was silly. It really was.
Well, speaking of silly, we've known for a long time that Bernie Sanders was not exactly who he walks around in parades not to be. He came out yesterday and said, yes, I'm a millionaire, and I will release my tax returns on April the 15th.
I mean, he's got several different properties here, there, and everywhere. And again,
three homes.
Yeah, how does one become a millionaire? The guy's never had a real job in his entire life, and he's been a senator from Vermont. So, you tell me how one gets to that point in time.
Now, there is more gun regulation coming. Some of the states that are out there are passing or considering passing gun regulations and new gun laws, and the resistance to these anti-gun laws has thrown up a red flag in a bunch of states, and this is going to become a major campaign issue in some states, some blue states, where the gun owners are going, hey, wait a minute, enough's enough, time to stop this nonsense.
Yeah, I think the latest guy who threw his hat in the ring, I don't even know, there's so many Democrats that are running for the presidency. This guy's a big gun control guy. He wants to push for Australia, New Zealand type laws here in the United States, which we all know is just not going to fly.
Right. Now, you're in the stock business, and when shareholders sue a company, that's usually going to get somebody's attention, right?
Well, shareholders usually sue the company because they feel that the management that's running the company is they're accusing them not doing their job properly.
What do you do if you're Boeing and your shareholders have sued them over the 737 MAX crashes disclosures?
Well, you're also going to have a lot of legal firms that are going to try to, get shareholders together to try to sue the company based upon this. We'll see what happens when it comes to litigation and how many shareholders sign on to it. This is preliminary type stuff, and obviously it makes news. But, there are, law firms like, you're well aware. You see down there in Florida where they're, ambulance chasing all the time.
Morgan.
Also out there in chase lawsuits against companies, too.
Yep, Morgan & Morgan has become a multimillionaire many times over by chasing ambulances.
Yep.
Yep, and everything else they want to chase. All right. Now, Customs and Border Protection agents' data came out for the month of March, and just the CBP data shows that border agents apprehended more than 92,000 illegals trying to sneak into the United States during the month of March. This is in addition to the Border Patrol report that's out there.
Matt, the numbers are getting so large, and there's so many of them coming in from all over the place, it's hard to get your arms around.
Right.
It really is. It's crazy.
Right. And remember, there's no emergency on the border, but now some Democrats are starting to come out and say, well, now, wait a minute here. There is an emergency. I mean, Jay Johnson said, we had 1,000 illegals coming in a day, and that was an emergency for us back in the day. Now you got as many as 4,000 people being picked up that are coming in illegally. I can't even begin to imagine. His words, not mine.
Well, again, they're taking a look at the national poll numbers, and they're trying to change the narrative now. You actually had that moron on CNN, Chris Cuomo, say yesterday that he doesn't know a single Democrat that's for open borders. Is he out of his mind?
I guess. So
many of them were for open borders. Now, I don't know if they're going to be changing their tune now and say that there's a border problem, that they look at the polls and see that it's obviously a major issue with the American people.
It's number two in the country. Yep.
So, you know, it's interesting to watch.
Now, the other thing is NBC News went around and reported, and I don't know where they got this information, that the White House wants Border Patrol agents to question asylum seekers when they come up to them and they say, I'm here for asylum, I want asylum, and to question them to see what the validity of the asylum might happen to be. Did you hear that?
I don't know how they're handling it now, Matt, but what are they going to do? I mean, you're coming here with kids, and all you need to say is that you're fleeing violence, you want asylum, and you're in.
Well, the problem is a lot of them that are coming here with the kids, they're not families. It's an adult male that grabs a woman and her kid, or grabs a kid and just trucks in with the kid and tells the kid to be quiet or whatever, and that's what's going on. A lot of that's going on.
Yeah, but there's no doubt that that's going on. But, again, how do you discern that?
Right. Now, you always liked Walmart, right?
I'm sorry?
You always liked Walmart, right?
When I used to go to Walmart when I need ammo. It's a big spot for me.
Yeah, it's cheap. Ammo's cheap there. You're right. And the other thing is you can go there in the middle of the night and buy it.
Yeah, well, it's just that, whenever I go, skeet shooting or whatever it may be, or go to the range, good spot to get ammo.
So Walmart yesterday came out and said they're going to add thousands of robots to perform low-level work in its stores.
Yeah, some of the robots are actually there to be cleaning the floors on a constant basis, buffing the floors.
Yep.
And some of them as well are going to be in having to do with helping unload trucks.
Yep.
Where a job that used to take 8 people will be able to take 4 with this new conveyor robotic technology that they're putting in there. So, it's interesting, without a doubt. Walmart says it's not going to affect the amount of employees that they're going to have, at least right now. But people keep asking for a higher minimum wage. More robots you're going to see.
I totally agree. And Aramco, that's the Saudi Arabian, what is it, the Arab American oil company, is that what that is?
No, not anyway. It's the Saudi oil, everything oil in Saudi Arabia, put it that way, and gas.
Okay, and yesterday they issued $12 billion of bonds for its first state-run oil company in one of the most oversubscribed debt offerings in history. I mean, people have signed up for this from all over.
So the same thing would have been true if they took the company public, which they were looking to do, and eventually it's going to happen. It's going to take some time. Why wouldn't you? I mean, it's a business that prints money. You're getting oil out of the ground, you're getting gas out of the ground, and everybody needs it. You're printing money.
All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Have a good one.
All right, Dan, you can catch him by going to watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Find out how to hear his program. This is the Captain's America Third Watch coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.